Good morning, the Wolf. Who's this?
This is Lee Bryce. How are you?
Lee. What's going on, my friend?
Man, my ears are just popping going through the going to the mountains somewhere on this tour bus.
Yes, yes, indeed. You're coming to Wolf Country, my friend. Tomorrow night,
that's
Shoshone
right.
Bannock Casino Hotel in Fort Hall. I've been watching you. You've been on the road with your brother, Lewis.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
cool. Is this the first time y'all got to do some shows together, or have you done this before?
We've done shows together, you know, but he's done it everything on his own. You know, I mean, I've helped him as far as, like, we record music, and I love doing stuff like that with him, but, man, he came to town, and he just started busting his tail, and so he made a name for his own self, you know, and went around and has made his own friends and made his own, you know, co-writers and all that stuff, and so he's just grown so much, and now, man, he is kicking butt, and, like, he's written so much great music, so I've been lucky enough to be able to record it with him, and this past song we just put out, I'm actually on with him, so it's awesome. Really a song about our parents, so I thought it was really cool, so I wanted to be on it, so but that's what we're doing now. But yeah, man, we've been playing a bunch of shows together, but he's doing great.
That's fantastic. Is he your older or younger brother?
Younger brother.
All right. So there may have been a few headlocks and noogies in your past.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, he but you know what, back. I mean, he's definitely the tall, skinny brother, right?
Yeah. I gotcha. Yeah, I have one sibling, and it's an older brother, so I kind of probably understand your younger brother more than most. But very cool to have that opportunity, you know, and you each got your own careers. That family bond, that brotherly love, that is very, very cool.
It is very cool.
And speaking of family, how is the fam? Sarah, Dakota, Riker, Truly, how's everybody?
They're awesome. You know, we just had a big day a couple week and a half ago with Dakota. He, you know, he won the state championship this year, crushed the state record. His goal was to go to nationals in middle school. And so he did, and then he won nationals. So he's the number one discus thrower in the country. I thought it was really cool, man.
Bragging on that boy right there. Speaking speaking of boys, I got to tell you, I have two boys and I got two girls. And I got to tell you, and I'm sure you can relate. In fact, your music tends to kind of be the soundtrack of my life, which is very interesting. From Love Like Crazy, that was my wedding song 12 years ago, by the way. And in fact, I bought something through Amazon for my anniversary last year, and it's like a acrylic. It's like a chunk of acrylic, and it has like the audio wave file on it.
And when you
hit it with your phone, it plays the song on your phone, Love Like Crazy.
And really?
Yeah, you can do it to any song. And I gave that to my wife for our anniversary. I thought it was really cool. And it sits on our mantle, you know, right above our fireplace. And whenever we want to hear the song, we just hit it with our phone. And QR code comes up and plays it. And it's a special song for us. And I know a lot of other people. So I think we should play it. Love Like Crazy. We're talking to Lee Bryce this morning on The Wolf. Lee Bryce and Love Like Crazy on The Wolf. And I told you that was my wedding song 12 years ago and that your music is becoming the soundtrack of my life.
Your life, man. That's all I'm doing every day is when I'm writing that stuff is soundtrack to my life. So, you know, we must have a lot in common.
I believe we do. You know, you mentioned your boy, Dakota, and his winning the discus nationals and just being, it's such a joy to watch your children excel and succeed. There's no feeling like, I was just talking to my neighbor the other day, how much I missed watching my boys play lacrosse and how good they were in sports. But, you know, the fine young men they've turned into now, and I got one getting married here in a couple of weeks. It's just life, man. It's a beautiful thing. It really is.
It is really cool to watch your kids succeed, like you said. There's really no other feeling like it. We think we have our goals growing up, and then when we have kids, our goals all kind of change and become their goals. It's like their goals are my goals. So yeah. It's cool to see that.
So that song, Boy, I also have a story for. So my son was living with his mom, my ex, out in Boise area, which is about four hours from us. He got to the point where he wanted to live with me. He wanted to live with us and our, you know, I got two little girls and I'm remarried. And I said, you want to move out here? He says, yeah, I do. And I said, all right. And he was a sophomore in high school. And he had a little bit of trouble adjusting, and he was missing his friends, and he was trying to fit in school, and he was, you know, struggling in football and trying to make his way there. And he's like, I just want to go. I want to leave. I want to go back home. And I said, well, I want you to take a breath, and I want you to think about it before you do it, and let me pick you up. Let's go have some lunch, and then we'll go fishing. I picked him up. We went and had a Subway. We on our way to go fishing, as if it was planned, and you know God, he's got his ways. What do you think comes on the radio? Boy, comes on the radio. Oh, my gosh. And old dad's over here driving him to the fishing hole, crying, just holding back the tears, man. And, and you know what? He turned it around. He took a breath, and he stuck it out. He excelled in everything he did for the rest of his high school career, and he met the love of his life, and they're getting married in a couple of weeks here.
See, works out. It works out. Man, God does have a place, doesn't he?
Yeah, Lee Bryce, man. Wow. Music has such an impact, brother.
Man, that made my day. I'm glad I got to talk.
Yeah, man. I'm going to grab some Kleenex. We're going to play Boy and More with our special guest, Lee Bryce, coming up on The Wolf. I'm not crying. You're crying. Lee Bryce and Boy on The Wolf. I'm Don Jarrett. And, of course, Lee Bryce tomorrow night, Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel at Fort Hall. Tickets still available, ShoshoneBennettGaming.com, WolfIdaho.com. We still got a few more free tickets to give away, so keep your ears and eyes on The Wolf. And Lee, kind enough to call in this morning. He's on the road on his way here to Wolf Country, and we've been talking about the music and how relatable it is to my life and a lot of other people's lives as well, including yours, obviously. Talk about this new song, though. Man, Save the Roses, incredible.
Well, you know, it came from, in my life, I had an older cousin I grew up with, kind of like a big brother. I didn't have a big brother, you know, but they were my older cousins. Well, anyway, one of my older cousins passed away, and I went home and just barely was able to make it to the funeral and get out of there. When I was at the funeral, you know, I'm just looking at all my buddies and all my cousins, and we're all just a bunch of big brother South Carolina boys and with our suits on. And I was looking at Robbie in his casket, and I thought, that ain't him. You know, this ain't, he'd rather stay out there fishing. I looked out the window, and it was just gorgeous outside. The sun was going down. So this idea came, and so we just wrote this song kind of from that perspective. I went and hung out with my boys, Kyle and Joe, on my bus, and Scott, and they were waiting on me to get back from the funeral. And I told them what happened at the funeral, and I said, but maybe we can write this song kind of cool or whatever. And they were like, nope, it needs to be written exactly like you just told us. So we just wrote it like I told them. And then my good friend who was there, his co-writer on the song and producer and just one of my best friends in the world, you know, just passed away. And I wasn't going to put this song out only because I have had so many songs. This record's been out so long, ready to get to new music. But then he passed away, and I just thought, man, and he was such a light to this world. I thought, I've got to put this song out for Kyle and let this world see a little bit long, you know, see him a little bit longer, and let him hang around a little bit longer and let them see who he was, you know. And so anyway, so the song just means the world to me. Certain people are going to hear this one, and it's going to matter to them. That's really what I think Kyle would want, you know. And I always knew that about the song, and I just love it. So, you know, I still haven't been able to sing it live yet.
Oh.
I haven't. I've tried a couple of times and just couldn't do it. I love it.
Hey, maybe it'll happen tomorrow night at the Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel in Fort Hall. And, of course, you're referring to your friend, producer Kyle Jacobs, right? Yeah. Kelly Pickler's late husband.
Yeah, call him Mr. Pickler.
Mr. Pickler, just so tragic and heartbreaking, what a amazing tribute to him. And I'll tell you, you're right. I mean, it means, you know, music means different things to different people. And for me, you know, when I hear that song and Tim McGraw has a knack of doing this to me, too, by the way. Just, you know, different seasons of your life, and you and these are different songs for those seasons, and you get to be our age, Lee, and you start seeing things differently. We got more behind us than we do in front of us, and we start thinking about, you know, our mortality, and we start losing people in our lives, you know, and start having those losses, and they kind of reset your attitude about things, and you need that music, you need that comfort, and something to get through those times, and that's what a song like that does. So thank you for writing that song and putting it out.
Shoot, I'm just, you know, it was a blessing. Anytime we get to write something special like that, I guess we always go for. You know, we write fun songs all the time, and we put so much effort in every song. But sometimes they just come out special, and they come from a special place, a really special place. And they turn out pretty special like that.
We're talking with Lee Brice. Here's Save the Roses on The Wolf. Lee Brice and Save the Roses on The Wolf. And we are still talking with Lee Brice as we get ready for his show tomorrow night at the Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel at Fort Hall. Outdoor show. Gates open at 6 o'clock, and Chancey Williams will be opening up for Lee. And you can still get your tickets at showbandgaming.com. We got the link at wolfidaho.com. Let's shift gears a little bit, buddy. We've been talking music. Now let's talk spirits, because it seems like every country star these days is involved with some sort of spirit. And I'm not talking ghosts here. I'm talking the ones in a bottle, my friend. I just saw a post on some really unique gin that you've been talking about lately. Tell me about it.
We're friends and partners with a big company called Milestone Brands, and they had this whiskey coming out called American Born, and they wanted to, so we just cultivated it together and kind of became a part of my thing. And then, but they also have Dolce Vita tequila, so that was a big part of what I've been working on and for the last few years. And then they just came out with this new Empress, and I saw it and I was like, what is this? And so it's this brand new gin. It's blue as the sky is, and it's crazy. So and it's so good. So we went up and visited them up in Canada, and it's killing it, man. And we just, you know, hey, I'm not biased to any kind of alcohol. Now. Come on, now.
Well, you got multiple spirits going on. You're like, whiskey, tequila, gin, whatever. Yes. Fill up the bar. Let's go.
Bring it on. You know, exactly. You got to check out my mouth. And come on, man.
I'll tell you, when I think of gin, man, I think of my grandparents, and they used to, you know, have a cocktail or two. And I remember they used to drink something called a gin fizz.
What is a gin fizz?
I'm not exactly sure what's in it except gin, and it's like a frothy cocktail. It's all fizzy and frothy. I'll have to Google it, but whatever it is, it looked magical. That's all I'm saying. And, of course, you are a master of the drinking class. You probably have a PhD at this point. So when you play this song, man, we're all going to raise whatever it is we are drinking, and drinking responsibly, for a big toast tomorrow night with Lee Brice at the Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel with The Wolf. Lee Brice and drinking class on The Wolf. It's Don Jarrett talking with Lee Brice and getting ready for his show tomorrow night at the Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel. Again, deets and seats, showbandgaming.com, wolfidaho.com. And even though I may no longer be enrolled in the drinking class, it's going to be a great time tomorrow night at the Shoshone Bennett Casino Hotel. You know, us guys of a certain age.
Well, we're getting to that age, like you said, but we're enjoying life even more now. And so let's do that tomorrow night.
You know we will, brother. Thank you so much for taking some time this morning. Again, Lee, nothing but success, nothing but God's blessings for you and your family and your career. Travel safe, brother, and we will see you tomorrow night in Wolf Country.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you, my friend, and we'll see you tomorrow, okay?